college. Exciting. Wow.
Do you want to, for listeners who don't know what a sabbatical is, do you want to explain that?
Do you know what a sabbatical is?
I am a little confused. I think after you work for a university for, after you teach at a university for a certain number of years, you get a semester off to just do your own thing or teach somewhere
else.
That's
pretty cool.
Yeah.
Hope your dad's having a fun time over in London.
Yeah, me too.
How long is he there?
He's been there since the beginning of the fall semester.
Oh my god.
Yeah, he'll be back in a few weeks.
Just by himself, like just hanging out?
Sure. With my mom too.
Oh,
yeah. That's fun. That's
so my mom is, and I, listeners can't see air quotes, but working remotely.
Got it. Okay.
She's probably just hanging out.
Always fun.
But
good.
No, she deserves a break.
Oh. All right, this is coming up on the end of our show. This is goodbye, and this is also WWW, and you are listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford Tufts Reform Radio.
Thanks, DJ Teddy Grahams. All right, have a good night, y'all.
Data blind. You used to hit it raw. Cause she was and you are madly involved, madly involved. Hitting stones in glass homes. You're smoking stones in abandoned homes. You hit them stones and broke your home. Crack, rock, crack, rock. Crack, rock, crack.
Hello, everybody. This is DJ Tolstoy, and you are listening to 91.5 FM Tufts. Wait, 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Welcome to the Small Cactus Radio Hour, the last hour you'll listen to before Friday. But we got some music, an opening track coming up, and I hope you guys enjoy. Reminder that you can call in at 855-915-WMFO. That's 855-915-9636. Oh, as always, come in, tell us how you're doing. Let's have a song request. Please give it to me. If you just want to vent about whatever midterms you're having, totally call in or just want to say hi. But either way, we got some cool music coming up. And I hope you guys enjoy.
Spooky fingers.
I hope you enjoyed our opening track of the evening. Now, from then on, we've got, for our next couple of chorus of songs, it's kind of this theme of long-haul music. So, songs that dare to go above 5 minutes, to which always, for me, I'm always like, whoa, that's pretty wild. But anyway, what we started off with is Joywave's song, Now, from the album, How Do You Feel Now? How do you feel now? But anyway, this is not their newest album. This newest album actually is Content, which came out this year, and I actually got to see them in concert about 2 months ago. Only got to see a little bit because public transit, they were the opening act, and public transit was just not going to be nice to my friend and I. But anyway, that's beside that. They're pretty awesome. I got to see them open up for Metric, too, a couple years ago as well. But I definitely recommend, if you like this kind of music, really check them out. Each album has kind of a different aesthetic, but they're just close enough to which I could tell someone, if you liked this song, you're gonna like other songs of that kind. But anyway, it's actually pretty darn cool music. They came out of upstate New York, which is one of my origin places that I think is really cool. They're from Rochester, if anyone's keeping score that's listening right now. But anyway, we've got some more music coming down the line. Remember, you can call in all that jazz, and I hope you enjoy.
I like my girls just like I like my honey. Sweet little selfish. I like my women like I like my money. Green, little jealous. Cause I'm a beautiful wreck, a colorful mess, but I'm funny. Oh, I'm a heartbreak vet with a stone cold neck, yeah, I'm charming. Girls in the world, but I'm in this space with you. Call it out the lines, I can't define. My fire was fade with you, heart it will stay with you. like great escapes with you. Oh. I count down to the clock, so you awake and walk away. Or would you wait for me? I go out to the bar, fuck hanging with the stars. Don't even have a car, but you will wait for me. Stay with you, escape with you. I like my girls just like I like my honey. Sweet, a little selfish, huh. I like my women like I like my money. Green, a little jealous. I'm a beautiful wreck, a colorful mess, but I'm funny. Oh, I'm a heartbreak vet with a stone cold neck. I'm so charming. Prophecy is love. Do re mi fa sol la ti is love. Do 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 love. Do 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 do.
Children in the shade. Tell me, call you, She stayed within the deep end of Lower Lake. The undertow refrained with the flame of a feathered snake. Charybdis in its shallow grave. She gave us one last feature, the fullness of her. In the shade of Himalaya, Red Napoleon, as the demon took her place. And as we wait for the waters to reside, her remarkable stoicism and her pride.
Well, I hope you enjoyed these last two songs. So the first one was Kehlani with Honey. I must admit, I heard that they're this past year, she came out with her first album, which I just learned because I was trying to find out the album of this. But I had not heard of this artist until one of my friends from high school actually like messaged me, and she's all like, Rose, check out this song. And I'm like, I shall check out this song. And I really love it. And now it's getting played on the radio. But anyway, really cool.
Someone let me know how else her music goes, and I'll probably check out myself. But anyway, also, Sufjan Stevens. Or is it Sufjan Stevens? Either way, something Stevens. Had the song Wallowa Lake Monster. Currently just a single, but I guess he's going to come out with an album soon. I definitely love this song. I don't know anything else from this artist, but it's really like, I'm normally not a big person for the winding kind of, it's not a ballad. It feels more like an epic of a song. And I feel like it's one of those songs where like, I just would like listen to like at 3 a.m. and start crying. Yeah, I'm that kind of person, but, I definitely love it and want to check out more of his music. And kind of parse out this one as well. I feel like it has a very good room for analysis. It's something I really definitely want to check out. But anyway, we've got more music, and I hope y'all enjoy.
The tale about a rivalry. Grab an eagle number two and keep the score. There were these two young boys that came from average broken homes, with all the luxuries the middle class affords. Oh Lord, Elon's making me so sad, 'cause he calculated the math of our birthdays, and I had a head start out of the start gate. 2 years plus 86 days that all went to waste. No.
my fate. I think you can save me. Do you think you can save me? Do you have the power to help me escape?
Every day, sometimes for hours, sometimes in passing. Saw you from the bottom of the staircase, stood out for hours as you complained about how you haven't seen your friends yet, that you're too drunk to stand, and you not knowing if you can love him forever. Bullshit, you fucking missed me there. I said it, I guess I'll talk to you in a few months. Sitting drunk on the sidewalk, I guess I'll get up, I guess I'll go for a walk. Brush my shoes against the pavement. I swear this is gonna be the 100th time I've thought of you tonight. You weren't the only one who thought of us that way. I spend most nights awake, wide awake.
You crook called you abandoned. There ain't no other good damn reason why my heart it would go missing for so many months. So I was wishing that you would stop pretending. Remember all those countless nights when I told you I loved you, and you never forget it. Oh, just forget it.
You were the only one who thought of us that way. Let's
Well, I hope you enjoy this last core of songs. So, we started in on Elon Musk is making me sad by The Rentals. So, I cannot remember exactly what the connection is, but I know that one of the instrumentalists of Weezer is heading this project. And I've only just now, through this song, have learned about The Rentals, and so far I've been enjoying some of their music. So if you listen to this regularly, keep an eye out for more Rentals songs. But Elon Musk is making me sad is kind of like one of those songs that I also just cannot help but laugh. I feel like this is like a very interesting theme to put in music in this sense, and it's ironic because already Weezer and obviously people just learn about The Rentals not just through marketing but just through this kind of word of mouth, this kind of idea of someone younger kind of taking, like, overtaking in this idea, like overtaking in accolades or ideas, you know, kind of idea of like, oh wow, look, like Mozart making his like first composition at like 5, you know. And I think that this is kind of a very comical but also kind of cool take on it. So, good for the song. And then also Modern Baseball with Your Graduation from the album You're Gonna Miss It All. And I have to get more into Modern Baseball because I really liked this single. And the music video is kind of great, too. I think that if you fancy women, I think that you have at least felt like you've been there before, which I think is actually a little funny. You've always seen like the guy, I don't know, that's from the music video. I get reminded of the music videos because I use YouTube as a playlist. But anyway, we got some more music coming up. It's gonna be great, but first we have some PSAs to run through. Remember guys that it is in fact Donation Month at WMFO. Woot, dude. It's great. This is how we raise money. Totally. Sign up. And all that jazz. But anyway, got some PSAs. Got some music. We've got it all here up at WMFO right now. So I hope you guys enjoy.
Here at WMFO, we like to ask the important questions, such as, why Freeform? Well, it's been our tradition now for 45 years, and none of us here want to see that change anytime soon. Do you? If not, we need your help to keep WMFO Freeform by contributing to our annual donations drive. Anytime before April 13th, go over to donate.wmfo.org to support us in reaching our $5,000 goal. You will even receive a unique thank you gift. To see more about what our DJs have to say about keeping WMFO Freeform, visit facebook.com/WMFO Medford. That's facebook.com/WMFO Medford.
Listen and imagine. It takes 5 seconds to send a text, and for those 5 seconds, you're driving blind. Life is worth more than a text. Stay alive. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, Noise, and the Ad Council.
I start missing you days before you leave. I guess it's a kind of sensory memory deep below the conscious. Mind you, I can be on my own. I'm an only child. I like my company. Part around, make another part. T for two is when you come home. We sit and eat breakfast eggs with soldier toast. Got it well, so you get the edges of the things we never say. Distance has a funny way of slowly making you someone.
joy to your slim dusty. But you know I'm always here when you get home. Thank you.
I hope you enjoyed this last core of songs. What we started in on was Jen Clower with the song Sensory Memory from her title album. It's always kind of weird when it's a solo artist. He's like, the artist album? But anyway. And then with Courtney Barnett with the song Anonymous Club from her double EP, A Sea of Split Peas. I find that both of these songs are comparably some of their most beautiful tracks. I actually saw Jen Clower and Courtney Barnett last Saturday at the local theater in local Orpheum Theater in Boston. And gosh, of course, it was awesome. But what really blew me out of the water, actually, was the spectacular quality of Jen Clower's performance. She was the opening act. And I'm starting to wonder if actually perhaps opening acts are some, like, the best. Sometimes I end up preferring them to the main acts themselves, actually. Maybe it's a matter of expectation. Maybe it's a matter of just, maybe people are more chill when they don't have to be the frontliner. I don't know, but of course, I love Courtney Barnett. She can do no wrong. But one of the criticisms I had with her and Kervile was there was no audience interaction. Like, it was kind of, Kurt Vile, bless his heart, it was sometimes be like, I think three times was like, this song's about life. And I'm like, okay, friend, I guess this is cool. But Jen Clower, she, first of all, she was just an amazing performer in general, and everyone was, actually. But she would always, you know, open up her music, and, like, for instance, Sensory Memory, which she did play live, would say, oh, this was written directly about Courtney touring, and you kind of felt at home with her. She was really amazing, and I must admit, I had always kind of written off Jen Clower a little bit. Maybe this is just me being jealous because I have a really big crush on Courtney Barnett, but like, oh, she's Courtney Barnett's significant other, and that's cool, but like, what about her music? And she was amazing. She really blew it out of the park, and I can respect that. And that was really cool. But anyway, another one, Anonymous Club. Courtney Barnett also was amazing. She also played with Kurt Vile. They have I played last week a song from their newest collaboration album, but this is actually from her first album itself. Well, kind of first full length, more like, well, it's a double EP, but yeah, you get what I mean. But one of my favorite tracks from this, I just find it unbelievable. The instrument to it, the idea of it is just, gosh, I just want that to be like 1/4 of my aesthetic right there. Like, it just feels so transcendental to me. I don't know why. I listened to it in the rain one time, and I'm just like, gosh, I could die now. It was really beautiful. But anyway, before I wax poetic more about my now favorite Australian power couples music, we got some metric coming down the line, and I hope you guys enjoy.
Thank you. take your time. It won't be long till a car breaks down, your hands in mine. Feel like a firefighter's when I take off your shoes. And all that's in between are not so loose. I cut them just to see you through. Figure it out.
Hope you enjoyed this last pour of music as we start to wrap up our show. And this is DJ Tolstoy. You've been listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. This has been the Small Cactus Radio Hour, the last hour you will be listening to before Friday. But anyway, so we had our, of course, the metric of the week was Patriarch and a Vespa from their album. Would it be one, two? Yeah, their second album, Live It Out. Probably one of my favorite albums from Metric that Metric has gotten out. Definitely. I haven't listened to the song in a while, but I had listened to it recently and I was like, oh, heck, I better put that song up here. But anyway, there we go. And then J-Som with her relatively new single from her next, I don't know, it might not be out yet, but her first debut full-length album, Everybody Works, with the song The Bus Song. And I think it's very pretty. It's very much I definitely love J-Som's voice. It's just, I just have just such like, I don't even know too much about what, well, I do know a little bit what she looks like, but I just have a, like, I love that voice. And her, one of her songs, I believe it was in her main singles from her last excursion into music, was I Think You're All Right. And that song I love to death, and I have had to put it in the cooler because I listen to it too much. And the bus song's really pretty too. It has definitely a more upbeat tone than I Think You're All Right. I Think You're All Right has kind of a sort of angsty, this is probably a bad idea, and I feel as if this is going to, has said this chord of both of our lives are kind of in flames right now vibe. And this has kind of like a prettier, I haven't listened to analyze the lyrics, but it has kind of a more upbeat, triumphant vibe to it. And I will admit that the music video is unbelievably hipster. Like, if I could imagine, like the palette, the people, it's very college hipstery, which, I mean, what do you expect from a college radio? Like, let's be real. But anyway, we'll have some Iommi Horror taking us out. But I hope you guys enjoyed. I hope you all have an amazing weekend. And...